Bible reading number 317, Acts 20, verses 7 through 38. Paul talked all night. In Troas, on Sunday, we all met together to eat the supper of the Lord. Paul was chatting with the group. He was ready to leave the next day. Paul continued his speech until midnight. There were many torches in the room where we were gathered. The room was upstairs. There was a young man named Eutychus sitting in the window. As Paul talked on and on, Eutychus became sleepier and sleepier. Finally, Eutychus went to sleep and fell out of the window. He fell to the ground from the third floor. When they got to him, he was dead. Paul went down to Eutychus. He kneeled down and hugged him. Paul said to the other believers, "Don't worry, he is alive now." They brought the young man inside. He was alive, and they were very much comforted. Paul went upstairs again. After he broke off some of the bread and ate it, Paul spoke to them a long time. When he finished speaking, it was early morning. Paul left. Paul met with the elders from Ephesus. We sailed for the town of Assos. Paul had already decided not to stop at Ephesus. He didn't want to stay in Asia too long. He was hurrying because he wanted to be in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, if that were possible. Paul sent a message back to Ephesus from Miletus. He invited the elders of God's people in Ephesus to come to him. When the elders came to him, Paul said to them, "Do you remember when I came to you on my first day in Asia? I stayed with you the whole time. The Jewish leaders planned evil things against me. Although this troubled me very much, sometimes I even cried, I always served the Lord. I never thought about myself first. I always did what was best for you, telling you the good news about Jesus in public and also teaching you in your homes. I told both Jewish and non-Jewish people to change their hearts and turn to God. I told them all to trust in our Lord Jesus. But now listen, I must obey the Holy Spirit and go to Jerusalem. I don't know what will happen to me there. I only know that in every town the Holy Spirit warns me that troubles and even jail wait for me. My life doesn't matter. The most important thing is that I finish my race, the work which the Lord Jesus gave me to do, telling people the good news about God's gracious love. And now listen, I know that none of you will ever see my face again. During the whole time I was with you, I was proclaiming to you about the kingdom of God. So today I can tell you one thing that I'm sure of. I'm not to blame if any of you won't be saved. I can say this because I know I told you everything that God wants you to know. Watch out for yourselves and for all the people God has given you. The Holy Spirit chose you to guard this little flock. You must shepherd God's congregation, whom he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, some men will come into your group. They will be like vicious wolves trying to destroy the little flock. Also, men from your own group will begin to teach things which are wrong, pulling off some followers after themselves. So, be alert. Always remember, I was with you for 3 years. During this time, I never stopped warning each one of you. I taught you night and day. I often cried over you. Now I am turning you over to God. I am depending on the message of God's gracious love to make you strong. That story is able to give you the blessings which God gives to all his holy people. When I was with you, I never wanted anybody's silver, gold, or fine clothes. You yourselves know I always worked to take care of my own needs and the needs of the people who were with me. I always showed you that you should work as hard as I did, helping people who are weak. I taught you to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. He himself once said, "You will be happier when you give than when you receive." When Paul finished saying these things, he knelt down, and they all prayed together. They all cried and cried and cried. They were especially sad because Paul had said that they would never see his face again. They hugged Paul and kept on kissing him. They went with him to the ship to say goodbye.